the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
All right. Welcome to another episode of Freaks and Effing Geeks, episode 56. I'm your host, Lee Champion, joined by my co-host, Rage.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
And joined by the founder, the creator, the owner, the showstopper, the main event,
Double A, the Rat.
Hello.
What it do, baby? What it do? Look, how's everybody doing tonight? Well, Double A, we know how Double A doing. Rage, how you doing?
I'm excited.
You are. What's all this ruckus you were causing the last couple of hours?
I didn't do nothing.
It's not what I heard.
Well, what did you hear?
I heard, like, you just tripping, dude.
Tripping on what? What did I do?
Anytime I get multiple text messages from people about you, I'm like, what is Rage?
About what? What the hell did I do?
Just being you.
Me being doing okay, what was I doing?
I don't know. You've been tripping all week. I was kinda concerned.
Tripping about what?
You were tripping so hard and I just got off of Facebook. I didn't bother with Facebook because you were tripping so hard some of the stuff you were posting.
Like what?
Huh?
Oh, like what?
You know what? That's why you won't be you know the stuff. You want me to mention it and try to justify how?
Well, if you want to go ahead and do so. But you know, me and Surfer got into it about his grammar or lack thereof this week.
I don't know if I saw that because let me see.
It's in both pages.
I haven't on anything. This is my first time logging in a while. Let's see. I saw what did you something, hey buddy?
Yeah,
Friends, right? We're friends, right? Why is he? It seems like he's trying to make peace with you, and you are. What's going on? I'm seeing stuff of him trying to make peace with you.
Look on the group page, and you'll see something. I screenshotted it.
What page am I looking at? Let's see.
Either the Freaks or the Rant EM. I posted in both of them.
Let's see which one pops up first. All right, I see the Rant page. Let me go there. Let's see what it says. Okay, so when was this done?
I think this was either yesterday or the day before.
It must have been bad if he's trying to make peace with you. How about some hey buddy? Is it something you put up he wants taken down?
Yeah.
Oh, God. See, this is what happened when I go away. I did. I had to take a break. I couldn't do it. All right, let's see. I went back to yesterday at 9 a.m. when Double A was talking about Joan London. Is it before then?
Yeah.
Is it before you put Hijack the show?
It's before that.
Can you just link it to me? I don't have time.
All right. I'll link it to you. But this is typical Surfer trying to insult me, and of course he spells words completely all off and wrong.
What did he spell wrong now?
Hold on. I'm gonna show you. I'm actually gonna read what he. Because, okay, so this is what I did. Before I went to sleep, I posted a picture of myself with like a clown nose on, right? Mm-hmm. And he gets on. I think Surfer deleted it.
He can't delete it. Oh, you mean what he posted?
Yeah.
You talking about what he posted? All right. Well, why are you doing that? Like, I mean, you should know Niles to the chat room. That's okay. That's cool.
Hey.
Something's wrong with my double A. This gray and blue
is not good.
It's not good.
Maybe I can alter my own.
No, you can't. I'll see what I can do. I'll see what I can do. I'm gonna try to do it right now while we're on the air.
All right, while he's doing that, let me go do this because people are getting upset. All right, here we go. Champion. Into his. All right, here we go. Rage your phone.
No, that's my laptop actually, but okay. This is
All right, why are you doing that? Wait a minute. Blanchell, good old JR, Cash Cow, Joshy, Rick Dara, Bat Squires, Iron Man, Nobody, and Kid Human, and 8 anonymous users. So here we go.
I want to know when McWrestling going to give us our prank call.
We're not getting it. We're not. McWrestling cool was all get out, but he's disgusted by us. He is disgusted by us. I think pretty much what happened was like he must have like
we put maybe him on the seat with him.
Well, I think it was like when he came on, it was an invite, and it was like kind of like when you're moving to the neighborhood and somebody invites you over their house, and like you don't want to deal with those people, you just want to be left alone. But it's like, you know, I mean, you want to be cordial. So he came over, and when he got over there, he saw just like how we lived, and he was not impressed. It's fine. I love Nick Fresh. It's fine. I mean, you know, I think there's levels and layers of you know, just how far some people will go and do things. And I just think that, like, I like to think that we still have some type of fail safe in place where we don't go too far. I like to believe that. Like, there's some podcasts out there, not on this network, that are just, I won't even listen to. I won't even listen to. It's just like so out there that it's like it's horrible. But you know, I mean, it's not everybody's cup of tea, and that's cool. It's just all right. Anytime wants to come on, though, he's more than welcome to come on.
Blanche, we don't just call gay guys. Come on now, we don't just do that. Come on now.
Let me see. It has more important things to do than call. Why would you even entertain that comment?
Yeah, why? Jay. All right, so this is the back and forth me and him got into. So basically the caption on my picture was evil clown, right? So Surfer comes up and he says, nope, just, he spelled, he said, nope, jazzed and as clown. He spelled ass, just JAST and clown without the L.
Okay, so wait a minute, I refreshed the chat because double A, he made it. I like that double A. He, he changed it. Okay, and then when it refreshed, I heard you talking, so it was over talking what you just said. So, could you repeat that, sir?
I said this, so Surfer, he spelled just JAST SAS and clown without the L.
Asakun.
Ascoon. Jazzed and Ascoon.
What is that, like his Twitter handle or something? I don't understand. What was he trying to do?
It took him 3 times to get it right.
Oh, man. Well, and so he wanted you to, poor Surfer. Surfer, it takes a second to look over before you press the enter
key. The thing is, I didn't say shit to him, right? I didn't say a damn thing about him all damn day. And I was like, you see what I mean? I said nothing to your old, decrepit, fragile ass, and you decide to fuck with me. And I said, dumbass, it's ass clown. He says you need to go grow thicker skin. And I said, you need Webster's.
See, every time, Surfer, you try to pick with Reed, he always ends up owning you at the end. You know how like you need Webster's. Well, I was an idiot then, so let me see what happened. Double A.
I don't like this one either. It's all in cowboy colors. I don't like this.
Shut up. I mean, the problem wasn't the colors before. The problem was they were a little too close together. I mean, it just, I don't know.
I don't like the colors either. Change it to black and white.
Just leave it. Just fine. Anyway, so I thought I was off this weekend, but I wasn't. And I ended up going, I forgot to request off. I requested off the wrong weekend. And then, so I told Lil' K we were going to go to the, I ended up going after I got off of work. We ended up going to movies. Mm-hmm. I hadn't hung out with Lil' K in a little while. Oh, well, Batman versus Superman, of course.
Okay. How was it?
It was cool. It was cool. I can see, I heard some reviews. Some people liked it. Some people didn't like it. I can see why some people liked it and why some people didn't like it. I can see both sides. So, wait a minute. Let me grab a little bit of Perrier. Hold on.
Perrier. So there goes the Perrier.
All right. So, I'm on the last bottle. I'm going to have to make a run tonight.
You really feel fancy when you drink that shit, do you?
Nope. Nothing that to do with that. It just tastes good to me. I'm addicted to it, so it doesn't matter. What's up, Big Philly? Philly F. Green. On Freaks and Effing Geeks. So, I'm liking that Mr. Fix-It and Wolverine, Philly. So, what happened was I'm sitting in the car and I'm tired. You know, I'm not sleepy, but I'm falling asleep, but I'm tired. And it was a little chilly because it was windy and I want to say it rained a little. I don't know if Lil' K listening or not, but he probably ain't calling it tonight. So he's sitting there and he has his hand out the window, like up by the top. And I went to roll the window up and I rolled his jerk off hand up in the window. Bad.
Why'd you do that?
It was an accident. I apologize. I know he's right handed, so I know he's probably, and the funny part was, I just heard a scream, right? Like, not even a scream. It was like, right? So I look to the right, because I'm driving. I'm just about to get on the beltway. And it looked like when Luke went to go grab his wrist in Empire Strikes Back, but it wasn't any wrist there.
Oh, my God.
That's what it looked like. Sitting over there. Nah, he wasn't any blood or anything. I mean, nothing broke. I guess he was fine afterwards. He was like, man, I'm all right. I'm good. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, man. I apologize. Like, when I'm trying to roll it down, right?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. It ain't funny now, but.
It ain't funny now. You fucking. You rolled his fucking arm in the
Try to make. Feel bad. I was like, yo, what if I like, I said, all right, I put my hand on my side. I'm like, I'm gonna roll mine up a little bit so I can see if I can experience what you just went through. He was like, don't do it. I lifted it up a little bit. And I was like, nope, you on your own, buddy.
You did not do that.
I rolled your hand up in the door. Yeah. Other than that's right, Mr. Fix-It. But I will say this, and it's funny because Lil' K and I were talking about this. I was a huge, huge Hulk fan as a child. Before I even read comic books, you know, the Incredible Hulk was like big deal, like you know, cartoons and the Bill Bixby show and all that stuff. Mm. And when I was little, before I was even thinking about reading a comic, and then when I started getting into the Hulk, I read other comics for the Hulk, and when I finally got to the Hulk, he was Mr. Fix-It, and I wasn't even trying to give it a chance at first because I was like, this is blasphemy. How you gonna have the Savage Hulk dressed up like Cab Calloway outside of a bar, Mr. Fix It, and he was gray, and I wasn't accepting that, but whatever. So, but other than that, everything else was good. I mean, just been chilling. My son wanted some game, and we played a little bit of that, and I beat him at first, and he started beating me, and it was a Pokemon Stadium or something. Played some of that, and other than that, I've just been chilling. I've been getting some much-needed rest. Still trying to gauge this week and see what I'm doing with my life after. But other than that, everything else is good. WrestleMania is coming up. And much like last year, I'm not really looking forward to the event. I'm just looking forward to what's going on to the network. I'm not really looking forward to the event itself. I really have not watched much wrestling, if any. I've seen everything on clips. And, I don't know. I'm glad AJ's getting his WrestleMania moment. But I really don't care to see AJ versus Chris Jericho again.
Yeah,
they done ran into the ground. If this was the rubber match or whatever, fine. But four times, I'm done with it. It better be it after this.
There should have been some sort of stipulation to make it a little bit more interesting.
You know, I thought it would have been. And it wasn't. And I guess we'll talk about that on
Friday at midnight.
Saturday at midnight.
I don't know.
It'll officially be Saturday. Well, we know you're not because that's how you missed out getting, what was it, your PlayStation 4?
Leave it alone. Leave it alone.
So we already know you don't know.
Leave it alone.
You don't know what to call a day. Don't get Cobra Live, buddy. Wait a minute, hold on.
Fuck off.
What'd you just say? I
said, fuck you.
You would like that, wouldn't you?
No, but I would not.
Well, according to your Facebook post, you seem like you'll take anything you can get.
Like what? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I mean, you're the one now about you willing to trying to find people so you can shoot a movie.
It's just something I want to get off my bucket list. That's all.
So let me get it straight. You want to like cuckold? You want to be in it but not do anything, or you want to film it, or you
want to
be filmed?
I want to be filmed.
You want somebody to film you?
Yes.
So what is it, like a Notorious B.I.G. parody type porno? Is that what you're talking about?
I'm just
help me understand what
you're
it is.
Funny.
Look at that. I'm sorry. I can't do it with you.
No.
What exactly is this?
Come on.
Turn it off. Cheese, eggs, and Welsh's grapes.
Dumbass. But no, I want to be filmed. It's what I want. I want to be filmed.
Okay, so
this is some joke. I'm dead fucking serious.
Can I ask you a question? And if it'd be so cool if you could tell us tonight. Can you tell us at least five things from your bucket list, Phil?
Five names?
No, five things from your bucket list.
Five things from my bucket list.
Yeah. Because, I mean, well, I'm guessing one is a glory hole. You mentioned that. And one is you being filmed.
That's true.
It doesn't have to be anything sexual.
Well, you know what? That glory hole thing, I might be accomplished within the next couple of weeks.
You serious? Are you playing around?
I'm dead serious. So I can take that off.
Okay, well, you saying that you want to... Never mind. I don't want to know. For the purpose of this show... I feel like you have to say now, but I personally don't want to know. How did this all come about? So you're telling me that somebody, you were seeking this. Were you looking that hard, or somebody, what's going on?
What do you mean? Exactly.
How are you able to, what do you mean the next couple of weeks is that?
I've been looking. That's all I can say. I've been looking.
and you found somebody who would. Does it have anything to do with John?
No, I found a place.
Did John hook you up?
Who's John? Oh, no, John. Oh, yeah. Oh, John, John. No, he didn't.
Double A, do you think John would have hooked him up? It probably would have been easier if he had went through John.
Yeah, probably. I mean, you know.
I forgot all about John. Let me try to find him.
He's been filmed.
I can't think of his last name. Skype me his last name, Reach. I can't think of his last name.
Wait, John. John.
John. You know, WCW wrestler John. Cajun wrestler John.
Ah, gotcha.
Him. Number one.
Thank you.
Corporal Cajun John.
Yep, gotcha.
Well, I think you gave everybody.
Give it away.
But they won't spell it right. So
no, they won't.
Let's see. Is it the same person? This is him. How do we have three? Let me see. Three mutuals. Oh, okay. Okay, I see with it. Oh, he's getting married. Okay. Anyway.
I wonder what ring he's going to use and where he's going to put it.
Well, he's got a picture of the rings. And oh, you got. Oh, Double A. Wow. Wow,
dude. you see, what I like about that is that it didn't click with Lee right away. It took about 3 seconds before the light turned on.
I'm on 10-second delay tonight, dude. So you gotta.
Oh my god.
Ooh. Okay. I don't even want to see his page anymore. Let me move. Double A. So Rage, you're gonna accomplish that. I guess that was on your bucket list. What else is it? You said you want to be filmed. What else? And again, these don't have to be like, you know, sexual things. I mean, like, what, I'm just curious to know. You don't have to.
I want to play paintball. I want to.
You want to play laser tag too?
I've played laser tag. It's. I've played laser tag. It was when I was little. So what did I say? Play paintball.
Oh my god, Herman. I'm sorry, Ray. What? I did not mean to cut you off. Herman just posted something.
What did he post?
Oh, you won't care because you don't care about dogs, but oh,
I hate dogs.
Well, then you'll like the video then. Trifles.
So let me see what this is. Let me see what this is.
He's in rare form tonight. He's got the hood rats fighting, and I don't know if this is. Oh my gosh! If you see Double A is going to trip up. Double A, don't watch that video with the hood rats fighting.
I think I've seen that with them fighting in.
Like somebody getting shit
in Waffle House. It's always in Waffle House.
It's always in Waffle House.
Yeah, I've seen this one. The one with no panties. Yeah, I've seen
that. She ain't got no panties.
She got no drawers on. And look at this one's trying to keep it so that...
neither of them got any panties on.
What is... First of all, I think Waffle House is a little bit too classy of a joint for them.
This has been going on. Since I've been gone, this page has been off. What?
I'm watching this video. I think I've seen this one, but there's videos of even the cooks fighting in Waffle House. I don't know what the hell is in Waffle House.
Oh my god!
Whatever.
All right, so where's this dog shit at?
It's the first video. It's the first one when you click on the page. You see it?
Let me refresh.
The very first video on the page.
I gotta refresh.
I don't think it's there, Lee. I don't see it.
No? It's gone. Somebody reported that shit.
He may have deleted it.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. He sent it to me. I got you. Okay. Sorry. It's not in a page. I'm looking at a different page. Okay. It all bled together. I'm so sorry. And I don't know if I can link this. Let me see. We got to get Herman on.
He entered the contest.
He should be allowed to get on just because.
this dude.
I know. Maybe one day, maybe if he wins the contest, he'll have his moment.
The tournament, dude. I mean, oh, you talk about. Again, I mean, he is the heart and soul of this dude. I don't think there's no. He might be no limit when he comes.
Which, by the way,
we might play. Na 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 na.
The thing with Herman after that thing with the feet from last week.
But that wasn't even him.
No, but he posted. He posted a video of.
Oh yeah! Oh, I saw that. Of
chiseling the callus off.
Ooh. It like took a switchblade and like just shaved it. Ooh. And it's sad because if you let your feet get to the point where you can, I mean, they can walk down the street with no. It's like their feet evolved to a pair of shoes. I can't.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're walking on coals or something, building up those calluses. Ridiculous.
Which, by the way, for the contest, y'all have, 2 days left to enter?
That's going to backfire on you.
No, it won't.
Yeah, it is. Because it's going to get, I'm telling you what's going to happen. You're going to get somebody who you don't want. And then they I'm telling you, it's going to backfire. You're going to get somebody you don't want, and you're going to do one of two things, which I think you'll do. You'll lie and say that person didn't win and draw again.
I'm not
going
to do that.
Well, no, I don't even see you going that far. I see you just straight up picking somebody you want anyway.
I'm not going to do that. I may be a savage, but I'm not that much of a savage.
You can't trust it. If you want to do the real thing, give Double A the names and let him pick it.
No, I'm good.
See, because you two.
No, because I'm not going to do that.
You have to raise your voice to me.
Look, I'm not going to do that. Hell, I'll find a way to broadcast the shit, the drawing of it.
Give it to Pastor Del. No, because you know it'll be like when on that episode of Raw when every name in there was Roman Reigns. I don't trust you.
It's gonna be fair and square. I swear to I promise you.
I don't trust you.
It's gonna be fair.
Okay, if you say so. I don't think so, but if you say
only person that can't get in is Surfer.
So you can't do that.
That's not being fair.
That is being fair. Dude, he's on our show enough. He's on everybody's show. Damn, come on, man. He's on everybody's show enough.
Every show he's called in, you called in.
No, I haven't. No, yes. I have not. Yes. No, I have not. Trust me, no, I have not.
All right, anyway. So, you got some news you want to talk about.
There's a ton of shit that I have found this week.
Is this interesting to everyone or just you?
It should be interesting to everybody.
No. I'm not saying what it should be. Is everybody going to find it interesting or just you?
I'm going to say it again. Everybody should find it interesting.
What was the one he had in one of our early episodes? It was AA. Khloe Kardashian dates a blood. Remember that one?
Yes, no, I thought that shit was pretty funny, though. I'm not even gonna lie.
How is that news?
It is news to me, but whatever. So, remember we were talking about Orlando Brown from SRA?
Wait. I want to send a shout out to Olivia Feagan, William Morgan's sister, who didn't.
Oh, definitely. Shout out to her.
Who didn't call in and only lives like 45 minutes away from me, so. You know what?
Why you had to say that?
It's true.
But why you had to say that, though?
I didn't say anything bad. I just said only lives.
Because you know what Will's thinking right now when from you saying that.
It doesn't matter. Private messages, Will. He know how I feel. See, I don't do things behind people's backs.
Will's going to kick your ass for saying some shit like that.
What did I say that was bad?
Watch.
All I said was... All right, you know what? Well, if you listen,
you better leave Sinbad in his damn. You better leave Sinbad in his damn lantern. Leave him alone.
Hey, Will, you can tell Liv to call in tonight.
No,
because we couldn't get Jasmine. So I mean,
Yeah, you definitely couldn't get Jasmine, so fuck you, Will.
So you couldn't get Jasmine.
Me? Motherfucker, he said he was going to help, and he didn't.
Yeah, because you cussed him out last week.
Yeah, because he was talking shit about me. And I ain't saying nothing to him. He called me a fat fucking... He called me Fat Albert's son and all that shit.
Yeah, he did. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
All right. Anywho, don't forget that this Friday, I mean this when is it? We're going Sunday. We're doing this. We're doing it on. I'm getting mixed up with the Sting. Okay, so I don't even know if I'm going to say anything about that. Anyway, when we do our show at midnight on Saturday morning, this is when Rage, you do your phone call, right?
Yeah, we do the phone call. The winner of the Hijack the Show contest will be announced on the air.
And since you work in like peak time at a Home Depot.
No, I'm off that day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Since you're working peak time like at Home Depot, you have enough time during your week where you're gonna organize this show, or do you need me to do it?
I'll organize it. I don't want to give you too much work.
Okay. All right. Just let me see your draft before you.
My draft. This is stupid.
I can't with you. I really
I've done run sheets before. What the hell are you talking about?
That's fine. I'd like to see the contents of that run, a Fed run sheet.
All right. Whatever.
Okay. Even now as we speak, I'm setting up trying to get people on. This is called multitasking, sir.
Okay.
Let's
I don't know how to multitask.
Let's set a date. Oh, we know. I've successfully watched you ignore us on a call on a podcast. While you play Call of Duty and simultaneously lie and say that you were watching Juice. So yeah. You know how to multitask.
I don't care what y'all think. I don't care what y'all think. I know I was watching Juice. I don't need your fucking goddamn approval. I was watching Juice. Get the fuck, leave me alone.
Where's Will Morgan? Where's Will?
Where is Will?
Yeah.
Probably looking for a clean poster to beat off to of Athena.
Good. You know what? Because I'm going to tell you right. This right here needs to be on the air.
What?
I'll just put it in Skype. Not my ear.
I had to clear my throat. Shut up. Do me. Leave me the fuck alone. Damn. By the way, work today was fantastic. Thanks for asking.
I asked you how everything was going, and you didn't volunteer the information.
I pretty much worked the floor today. I was outside in the garden department.
Did you walk? Did you do a lot of walking today?
Yeah, a ton of walking today. Huh? What
did your pedometer end up registering?
I don't have one.
Don't you have one on your phone, like automatic?
No.
Oh, okay. Did you see that picture?
Hold on. Escape's being a bit of a bitch tonight.
Oh, okay. What's that rubbing together?
Nothing is rubbing together. It's probably my the cord, the earphone cord with the mic on it.
Earphone cord on my shoulder. Oh, okay. Oh, then here comes Terrell with his.
You had to add Will, did you?
What's up, Will?
What's going on?
What's up, homie? What's up with you, dude, baby? But you know what?
Well, I'm gonna ask you a question.
Sure, go ahead, man.
So, I mean, how long have I known you?
Some years. I've known everybody here for years, almost.
So, I mean, how is it that yo, your sister is slaying, yo? She is slaying.
Yo, Will, you need to get on. You need to get her on the phone.
We need her on the air. Mania, no, yeah, that day on Mania, on our Mania special. That's it.
If that's not, that might not be possible. I mean, do you know she's not asleep?
She's asleep now.
It's 11:43. Nobody's sleeping.
Nobody's asleep.
Work in the morning, dude.
Well, she is slaying.
I thought she was with you.
No, she's not with me. She left yesterday.
Oh. All right, whatever, man. Come on, Will, you hurt me, man.
Killing him.
She went to Florida first, and then she should be back by you.
Will, if you can't get me Jasmine, I would like Olivia to be on this show.
Oh, what is this can't get me? Y'all both working together as a cohesive unit trying to get Jasmine. He said he would help you, not do it for you.
See, the thing is, I tried to get in touch with her, too, and she didn't respond to anything that I sent her.
Exactly. She doesn't respond to nobody.
Let me ask Double A a question. Double A, do you have, for those people that never heard of Jasmine before, do you have any Jasmine drops?
Let me look.
All right. Because she just said some off the wall crazy. She just said some off the wall crazy stuff. Well, how you ain't get your own sister on your show?
She's done calling. she's done calling drunk.
Yeah, she has.
Mm-hmm.
Not your sister.
Not my sister, Jasmine. Not my sister.
I want to know how you didn't get your sister on.
She's asleep, dude. I didn't know you wanted her on.
No. I'm talking about your show. How did you fail to secure her?
Oh, shit.
She was asleep. I didn't want to wake her up.
And she was pissed about that. She was pissed about that, right?
She was pissed off at me. I ain't gonna say.
All right, so I'm just gonna tell you right now that the fact that she's wanted on this show, and again, I don't want to wake up. Okay.
I did make an attempt to hit her up on Facebook, and I did get a response. I'm assuming she's asleep.
Because everybody's not logged into Facebook.
So what?
Well, you had that. What'd you say, William?
What did you say? I couldn't hear what you said. You dropped out.
Oh, no, because Terrell posted something yesterday, and it was somebody getting a butt injection, and I'm about to throw up. I can't do these posts, man. Oh, what is... Oh, some is Brazilian butt lift. I can't.
Brazil? You know how that shit is in Brazil, though. You know that shit ain't natural. I guarantee you.
I'm not gonna say that for everybody.
I'm willing to put money on it. There is no ass from any chick that's in Brazil that's natural. None. I guarantee it.
That's a lie. You can't guarantee it. That's a lie.
Exactly.
So that's rage. It's always rage.
No, it ain't. What is it?
You're echoing.
I'm not echoing.
Great.
Yes. Great.
We can see it on Skype, dude. We see your thing light up when we talk.
One more.
It doesn't work when you talk yourself. It's us.
Right.
Because you're too busy trying to listen to the show. Listen to yourself on the show.
I'm not trying to listen to the damn show.
Like, you sound so sexy. You got to hear your own voice while you're on the show.
Well, I do have a very sexy voice. Thank you for finally noticing that.
I did not see that.
William,
I've told a very sexy voice.
He's so into himself, William, that he says he wants he wants to be filmed. He wants to be filmed having sex with somebody. Is what he said. That's on his bucket list.
He called in Saturday talking that
tomfoolery.
Yes.
Well, like nobody. That's not on nobody's bucket list.
Nobody, I don't know anybody that runs around saying that's what they want to do. Like, they have to be on film.
I think I found some Jasmine audio.
All right, let's hear some Jasmine. See if maybe
this is,
we can dump it in
the air. Now, this is going back now, 4.5 years, almost four years ago. Okay,
Must be that long?
Yeah. Well, no, this particular audio goes back 4 years. This is from September 25th, 2012, okay? Let me see if we can.
And because of this,
Linda and Vince are trying to.
I said like an 80.
I'm trying to find out where it is in the episode, because this is the infamous pancake episode. The one, remember we talked about this?
That was 2012.
I remember that.
And Alex, let me see, hold on.
Someone.
That was the phone sucker. Oh, I got. Believe it, I went on Twitter. Ooh, ma. Jesus.
Ma. Go gadget toaster.
And I go, ma, that's gross. Because what are you talking about? When I was growing up in my house, this is how we did it all the time. You know, we did it, and she would put her jelly or whatever, or she would put
my hot
dogs. Now that's not Cocoa Puffs, but can't. I had a whole meal that I'm going through right now. I'm working with CM Punk and Paul Heyman. Anybody watch the Emmys? How? She's on there somewhere. Hold on. Let me skip ahead a little bit. John Candy and the best.
I will not slaughter you. I want you to call into the show, please.
Call the show line, 954-889-7268. You're calling the hotline. And Swacks, I was the one.
I won't fight a man.
And Swacks, I was the one that deleted your message.
I think
Rewind it. That's the one she wanted Lala to call in.
The Rhodes Scholars, that's dumb.
Well, we'll talk about that in a second.
Tyson and Justin Gabriel, they're an on and off tag team, and that I don't like that either. I would like to see Kofi and Justin Gabriel together. That would make more sense.
Like, okay, I can flip, guys.
We got another message here. Hold on.
Celtic Warrior, the bro kick is not illegal. He's allowed to use it whenever he wants. Booker T.
Hold on.
Can you dig it, sucker?
Keeps calling into the voice, the hotline.
Sucker. Donald two.
A horror movie.
Break your neck.
I wish he would call into the air, but he keeps calling into the voice, the hotline number.
So wait, these are coming in like right now as we're talking?
These are coming in as we speak on the hotline.
Okay, so he's listening. Whoever you are.
Call into the main show line.
I will not slaughter you. I want you to call into the show, please.
Call the show line, 954-889-7268. You're calling the hotline. And Swacks, I was the one.
I won't fight a man.
And Swacks, I was the one that deleted your message. Hold on. I'm going to find the pancake mix part, though. John Cena, Mick Foley.
Just hearing that, I miss Jasmine. Come on, Jasmine. Don't
I miss Jasmine. And I miss Swag.
Let me see. Of the Albatross.
Yeah. What's going on in the chat room?
But they're all
because he used to get sick all the time.
One, when he turns around,
times.
Came something rose both. Where the hell is the.
Hey, just going to put this out there real quick. You should give me a banhammer, and let's move on.
I think they're giving out banhammers too easy. I think you remember what happened with Shane. Come on.
it was an accident. I think,
what?
Double A.
What?
You're going to have to delete that out.
You don't want that?
Not on my show, no.
But they're made in.
And how big is the pan?
I don't know. The size of a plate?
That's a huge pancake.
That's not that big. Maybe.
You need to take a picture of the plate then.
That should be a drop.
Okay. I'll take a picture of the pan.
Or the pan. What should be a drop?
Her saying it's not that big.
Hold on. What it is we're talking about, because I'm sorry.
Is it the one from my... Yeah, that is the one from my Facebook.
That's enormous.
Okay, it makes 270 pancakes.
270 pancakes.
That's still not 500 people.
I'm sorry, but 270, what, platter-sized pancakes?
Exactly. When I make pancakes, it's the size of the pan that they're made in.
And how big is the pan?
I don't know. The size of a plate?
That's a huge pancake.
That's not that big. Maybe.
You need to take a picture of the plate then.
Okay. I'll take a picture of the pan.
Or the pan. Because I'm telling you, 10 pounds of pancakes is ridiculous. But anyways. And I know a lot of people like grits, but...
I love grits with lots of sugar.
Grits.
Monday Night Raw.
Wait a minute. Grits and sugar?
not going to talk about
grits and salt. Excuse me.
Not everybody can cook that shit.
Yeah, see, I like my grits thick. I don't like when you go to like a restaurant; they're all watery and stuff.
Yeah, she likes it to resemble something. Anyways.
And let me tell you something: people in Aww. I know people in South in the.
There you go.
And you know, and not only that, Problem Child.
Yeah.
And the scary part is seeing Problem Child, all his stuff is still active.
Yeah.
His Facebook, his Skype. And then you'll see comments and stuff. And it's like, whoa. And then you realize what's okay. Because the stuff will come through that page. But I don't care what nobody say. That day he went off on Bubba Ray, what was it? Brother
Ray.
Bully Ray. Done. Right. He would go from 0 to 100 instantly. And I can't find his face. I can't find his YouTube channel anymore.
Me I don't know what the name right? is.
I can't find yours. Hey, Rage, give us one of your videos.
No.
No, for real.
For what?
Come on, Rage.
Because you said you were going to before. Give us a funny one.
Come on, Rage.
I did give you one.
Why are you raising your voice again, Rage? Why are you yelling?
What you doing with it? You always lose shit. That's what I'm talking about.
Taking it personal. Damn.
I know. Can you just give us one real quick?
By the way, just as I'm looking back here at the notes, that was episode 267 of The Rant, September 25th. The week before was the infamous breast cancer episode with Problem Child.
Oh, shit.
So that's 267. That's 267.
Double A was like, I'm ready to hang up on you. Double A was hot.
That's 266, September 18th, 2012. So there you go.
Keep it like, I'll do it. Yeah. Oh, man. That was the one. If you find any of that, I'll be. So, Marina Sirtis, who played, you know who that is, Will?
No.
She played, I don't know if you watched Star Trek, but she played Deanna Troi on Star Trek Next Generation.
Star Trek Next Generation?
Yeah. Yes. But she turned 61, all right? I don't know if we talked about this on the show already, but have you seen Peg Bundy? She's 62. Have you seen her lately?
Mm-mm.
I want to know if you would still hit Peg Bundy at 62.
I would have back in the day, but I don't know about now.
No. You gotta see her now.
You look her up.
So I get you. I'm gonna find your picture.
Okay.
You tell me if you would. But while you doing that, Rage he gonna tell one of his stories. Go ahead, Rage. I know you got something to talk about.
That's pretty fucked up. But anyway, so remember we talked about.
How was your week, William?
It was good, man. How about yours?
It was real good. Will you do anything interesting?
The most interesting thing I did was Saturday night, Tony C's birthday bash. We had a ball.
That's right. Tony C, another trip around the sun.
Yep.
Tony C. How long has Tony C been? Let me see. Tony C came, what, on the air, what, 3 years ago?
Right after we started, like, I don't know if it was right before the network started or right after, but it was like he's been a part of the network pretty much since day one.
Yep, he started out on Blog Talk and he's carried over.
I see. I don't even remember that.
Yeah, he started out on Blog Talk.
He was on Blog Talk because he called in on Saturday nights, and then he just moved on over from the other place over to now.
Oh yeah, I don't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Rage, go ahead.
So remember we talked about Orlando Brown and
Double A, don't forget, you gotta take you gotta take that scene from the you got that little thing that you put in there, you gotta take that audio out. I don't wanna hear that voice.
All right, let me see. Hold on, let me mark the time.
One voice.
Mark it out. I don't want to hear that. You're not going to can't pollute this show with that.
Somewhere around the 45-minute mark.
God.
Oh, that's nasty.
All right.
All right, go ahead, Reach.
What voice?
Oh, I'll tell you about it later. Go ahead, Reese. Tell your story.
Basically, Orlando Brown from Nassau Raven.
Oh, my gosh, William, I posted a picture. Would you do
I'm
that?
I'm about to hang up. You know what, motherfucker?
That's her now?
Yeah, 62.
Oh, my goodness.
Would you?
I have to say yes.
I know you would. Say yes. I'll be right there with you. No, I wouldn't. I'm being good.
Yes. And trying to be respectful, but yes, you have to.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey. Oh, I can't even think of the real name. What is it?
Katie Seagal.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it right there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-mm-mm. Man. That's what money can do for you.
Yes, yes, it will. Well, all right. Rage, go ahead.
I have your permission to talk.
What are you talking about, man? You ain't my child. You can talk whatever you want. Go ahead. Just go ahead. Hurry up.
Orlando Brown from That's a Raven.
Oh, it's 12 o'clock, Reach. We got to go on
break. I'm not talking anymore. Fuck you. Shit. Fuck you. Fuck you and the couch. Fuck you and your couch.
Awesome. Break.
You got
piece of shit.
We got to take a break, Reach. It's 12 o'clock. We got to take
fuck
a
break. Fuck you. Fuck break. You. I'm not. Fuck you. All y'all.
Go to break.
Why? We got a break.
Aggravating.
Break. We got to. What? What's aggravating, Brace?
Go the fuck to break then. Fine. I'm whatever. I ain't fuck, piece of shit.
Be right back, Brace. We got a break.
Fuck you.
Awesome.
Motherfuck you.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Freaks and F and Geeks. I'm your host, Lee Champion, joined by co-host Rage, Double A the Rant, and tonight we have the host of Wrestling CIS from Saturday nights right here at 11 p.m. Eastern Time on Rant EM Radio, William Morgan himself. That was the Crow you were just listening to, one of the songs from the Crow soundtrack.
Yes, sir.
Burned by the Cure. And, you know, that was one of the best soundtrack and the score. That movie classic. Hey, just leave it alone. They keep trying to do that movie over again. Just leave it alone. Let it be. Rage is, so it's 12:07, about 12:07, and Rage still got to tell his story, and I do apologize. He's been trying. It seems to always be something that just happens to come up. But I want to say, Rage, before we even get there, so thanks for linking your page. Let me ask you a question. Why is it when you show me the page, and you got like a lot of stuff that I do want to go back and watch, like a lot of interesting stuff that I do want to go back and watch. Like, I feel like if a person wants to understand who you are, they, you know, you would be able to show them this, you'd be able to show them this page, and they would really know your opinions and thoughts about stuff throughout the year, because this stuff goes back. Your page, I didn't realize you had put stuff on this long. You go back like 6 years stuff that you put on. So
yeah.
How old are you on here? Because how old are you now again?
Shit, I'm 22, so that is like...
Wow, dude. 16.
I did videos when I was in Upward Bound program with... God, I miss those days. I really miss those days so much. I miss being a teenager.
You want to say something, Will?
Yeah, I have a question for you, Rage. What, I'm one of the few people, I don't know if somebody else does, I follow Rage on Snapchat. What's the story behind your Snapchat, Rage?
What do you mean?
It seems to be like a lot of hate. You hate people, you hate this, you hate that. That's going on.
There's not a lot of hate on my Snapchat.
This is Rage.
No, it ain't.
There's nothing really there that's good or positive that I've seen.
Well, there was some positivity. You just probably weren't on that day.
Okay.
Wow, that day.
You just weren't on that day.
Oh, I want to know this, and I don't know if William or Double.
And you barely use Snapchat.
I follow a lot of people. I have a lot of people who use it, and I communicate through Snapchat.
What do you use most? Because YouTube, it looks like you haven't posted a video in 2 years.
No, I haven't posted a video in forever.
Why do you?
What was the last video that I posted up there? What was the date?
I gotta click into it, but I want on this particular one. You laying on the floor. Why are you laying on the floor?
It was October 6th. Laying on the floor.
It's like you know what it reminds me of. Remind me that
The last was it 2 years ago?
Video, the NXS video where like when you just like when you take the cards and just start showing the cards and throwing them to the side as you're done. It was your random reaction video where you didn't talk. You wrote everything down, I think.
I watched a lot of shit off of a website somebody gave me, so I just.
But yeah, you're laying on the floor. But I gotta say this, like this one video. I mean, Rage got views. I mean, like one video I saw had like 600.
600
some people that watched the video.
The most views I got was 726, and this was when I was in Monmouth Mall after closing.
This one right here says 885, dude.
Oh yeah, that was the I was talking shit about Mayweather. We're shit talking Mayweather.
Yo, so let me ask you a question. Do you think we can get this video?
Double A, under no circumstances are these to be played on the air.
Listen, do you think we can get this Mayweather video to 1,000? You only got 115.
You probably could.
He's been hating on Mayweather since day one.
I still hate Floyd Mayweather.
Since day one.
Listen to the comments. I'm a Mayweather A-kisser and this grinds my gears. Pacquiao just got washed by a 3-year. Wow, and that was from a year ago. You posted that video 4 years ago, and somebody posted a comment a year ago. It says, this guy is a man for real, no FLOMO.
Nice.
This black
This says somebody put on there, this black guy is not a nigger. He's my man. Do you know that?
Man, Rage, let me ask you a question. Do you hate Mayweather as a boxer, or do you hate him as a man, or both?
Both. Mostly as a man.
See, as a boxer, I can't. As a dude, I can. But as a boxer, no, I can't hate
him. He's a shit-ass fighter. Come on, dude. He is a shit fighter. All he does is run. All he does is run. Come on, dude. That's not fighting.
He's the best fighter out there.
Can we share this video everywhere so we can see we get 1,000?
What? Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
So, if everybody can share this video, and we want to see if we can get it to 1,000 before...
Oh yeah, Rick said the second servant I was on with him that reached 20,000 views. That was for after the Ronda Holly Holm fight.
Rick, that's good. That's awesome. No, but you know what though? I want to see this at 1,000, a nice round number. Think you can do it?
I really miss.
Do you even care, or should we just let it go? I mean, if you don't care, then I.
You know what? Honestly, fuck it. I don't care. I've embarrassed myself enough on this network.
It's not embarrassing.
Whatever's on there, look. Whatever's on there, use it. I don't care.
No, it's just the one that's 885. Whatever. Mostly, I didn't watch the video yet, but it looks like most of the people on there were like they agree with jobs.
I did another Mayweather video. It's 11 minutes long, but.
How many views did that get? I'm just trying to get you to 1,000.
This guy, 154. That's not that much.
I ain't fooling with that one, then. Look, what I'm trying to do is get you to 1,000. So, if anybody can... Let me see. Now, my question is this. It's got to be 115 unique views for it to move up. Is that what it is? Like, a person just can't keep refreshing.
Yeah, I can't. I don't think it could do that anymore. Man, I miss these days. I really miss these days, man. Oh my gosh.
I think Double A missed what we just said. So Rage has a video, Double A, where he's talking about Mayweather, and he has 885 views. And we're going to try to get him to 1,000 views before our show on Saturday. So,
okay.
Somehow, some way, we're going to see if we can get Rage to 1,000 views, because that would be, you could cross that off your bucket list.
That's not really
that'd
on my
good, bucket right? list. Like, this is something you produced. You did this November 9th, 2011.
Mm-hmm. Not really.
So up to date, you got 885 views. We can get you to
Oh, God. And maybe Lee. Oh, we lost Lee. There's Lee.
My God. I miss these days.
What's in the chat?
One day, Rage, you can be like me and have a video with almost 1,000,000 views.
You guys
have? Fuck you. Oh my god.
You got one with almost 1,000,000 views, Double A?
What video do you have that has 1,000,000 views?
I have one with that's talking about Amy Schumer dating Dolph Ziggler. It's just an audio clip that I grabbed.
That's all you were talking.
No, it's not me talking. Somebody else talking, but it's got almost 1,000,000 views.
I bet you're proud of yourself.
I don't know, William. It cut off for a second. We back, though.
No, William is William's gone. There's William. Oh, he's calling back in, it looks like.
Okay, because it cut me off for a second, too. Let's see if we can...
There we go.
You in? It cut me out, too, Will, so we cool. But yeah, Rage, why don't you tell us about why you why don't you take a moment to tell you about why you missed those days?
No, it's this one particular video that I'm watching. It has nothing to do with what y'all are talking about. It's just this video that I'm watching is really like making me miss when I was a teenager.
Tell us about it.
It was a video that me and my former squad took when we were sitting on a rooftop at NJIT. This was in that Upward Bound that I told you about, and we were just sitting up there just talking. I just decided to make a video.
This is not time for that, Double A. Turn that shit off.
Go ahead, Rage.
Now I'm done. I'm not, that's it. All I had to say about it.
Skype's acting up. I couldn't hear you. Say it again.
Body squad.
It cut Billy Will out. It cut me out. I didn't hear anything you said. Say it again, Rage.
It was a video of when my squad, former squad, was on stop. Double A, stop. Stop.
Double A, what are you talking about? I can't hear anything.
We were on a rooftop, and we were just chilling, doing homework, talking, and I just decided to make a video. And my ex is in. To save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days. Thanks.
Rage, what's wrong, dude? You just stopped talking.
Because I didn't need that. I did not need that.
Didn't need what? It just went blank.
Whatever.
It went blank. I didn't. You start talking and you stopped. I heard you say you and your squad and you stopped talking. It went blank.
That's to be strong for the squad, Lee.
Huh?
It's got to be strong for the squad.
I didn't hear anything.
No, it's not
anything?
A, no, the squad, like, it's not like we're not really like a squad anymore. It's just, yeah, it's not a squad anymore. You know what? Fuck it. I'll show you. Oh my god!
So, did you love
this? Is when I had these were my people. These were my family away. This is my family away from my family. I had braids back then. I looked like shit.
Oh my god! You like Mammy Harris? I'm just joking.
Shut the fuck up.
Yo, did you put me hold on? Tell me, is that part of the machine, or do you have your hair in a bun?
Oh my goodness.
It's not a bun. What is that in the back?
No, it's a hat. Shut up. It's like
what kind of hat in a bun?
Can I talk, please? It's not a bun. It's a hat where, like.
Do you remember Sherman braids or the ghetto braids, Rich?
Oh my god. He got his hair in a bun. I'm done for the night.
I don't have my hair in a fucking bun. It's a hat.
Whoa, what did that look like in that picture?
It's a hat that has, like, one of those, like, the thing that's on a regular, like, hat.
Dude, that's a bun, man.
Not a fucking bun. Fuck you, blonde motherfuckers, yo. Fuck y'all. It's not a bun.
All right, clearly
a fucking hat.
Take a moment to talk. Explain us what we're about to see. Go ahead. You got the floor.
It's nothing really. It's just a video of me and my then friends just bullshitting on a rooftop.
What happened to your squad, Rage? That's what I want to know. What happened?
It's a long story. I don't want to get into it.
He's last forever.
Ooh, stop. I didn't want to get into this shit tonight.
Wait. That, can we hear a little bit more of that? That was fitting for what I'm telling the story.
Words could make wishes come true. I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things.
All right, that's enough.
Looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with.
Yes. Yes, that was. Oof. That hit the heartstrings.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
I'm done with rage. Why did he post a picture in the Rant EM group page? Wait a minute.
I gotta see this.
Go in there, Weaver. You know, I'll give Rage a hard time. I give him credit where credit is due. Look what this fool went and made.
Nobody did. Nobody did say in the chat the squad broke up over creative differences.
That's funny. That is funny. I give it, that is funny.
The group paid real big.
Poor Surfer. Surfer is getting it, boy. Poor Surfer, dude. Yo, you go out of your way. You go out of your way to pick with Surfer. All right, Reed.
The hell is that?
A Silver Surfer on a surfboard. It looked like his planet just blew up or something because he like he's in pain.
You know where that came from, right?
It's from like some video game with the Surfer in it, isn't it?
It's from the Silver Surfer video game for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
How do I remember that crap? That was the worst piece of crap ever.
No, that was the X-Men game from LJN. That was horrible.
That was the death screen where when you die, that's what you see.
The end is coming, April 5th. Wow, that's messed up. That's why I said that game sucks. Hey, Rage, I got something for you. I got another challenge for you.
I'm doing something nice for the network. I am officially surrendering all of these videos to Rant EM Radio.
You are? Okay. Can we do would you be our first contestant on a karaoke challenge? Reach.
Depends on what song I'm gonna sing.
Okay. So I got the song already. I'm gonna put it
what in song
Skype.
Is it?
I'm putting it in Skype and you gotta sing the song. I have the lyrics and everything. Will you please do it? If I find an instrumental?
Hold on. I need to hear this song first before I think about it.
Well, maybe we can play. Let's see if we can play it on the air so everybody can hear it.
If you change your mind, take a chance. On the 13th of July, take a chance. On the
turn it off so we can play it on the air. Rage, turn it off.
I'm not singing this.
Wait, the chorus is the best part, Rage. Come on, you gotta hear it through.
Rage, let us play it on the air.
I'm not singing this. I will not.
They didn't get to the chorus yet.
It did get to the chorus.
Just play the chorus. Oh, it did.
You wait till after I click the damn video.
Breaking up.
You wait till after I click the damn video. Like,
can't hear you. It's your mind. Take a chance. On the 13th line. Take a chance. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone.
Here you come on, Reed.
Play this song, I will.
Afraid of a love affair, but I think you know. I can't let go. If you change your mind, I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. That's a perfect song for you.
No, it's
Rage,
not.
You can pull that up.
You want me to sing something? You want me to sing something? Put on Fuel by Metallica right
no.
now.
Nope. We don't have that.
All right, then. I don't want to hear it.
We don't have that. All we got is ABBA, Take a Chance.
Nope. If you want me to sing, I'm singing Fuel by Metallica.
Why that song, Rage?
Because I like that song.
But it's not about a song.
Can you please play Fuel by Metallica just a little bit, please?
No. You got two songs tonight. You got Time in the Bottle, and you got Take a Chance on Me. No, that's all you get.
I want Fuel by Metallica, please.
You got to be honest with that.
I am asking nicely. I don't ask for much. Can I please have Fuel by Metallica?
Okay,
please.
Okay, Rage. I'll play it.
Or you'll Thanks. Do what?
I'll play it. Rage. Lee, let me just play it. Rage, here's Fuel.
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men.
I don't ask for much on this network, but I can't get what I want. That's fine. Whatever. I don't care.
Wait, hold on, Rage. Hey, Double A, just play that one more time. Just the first part when she's belting it out.
It's raining men.
Rage, you should do that. Come on, Rage.
I said Fuel by Metallica or nothing. I ain't singing shit.
Listen, if we can get you lip syncing to that and put it on video.
No, I want Fuel by Metallica.
You should do it. Do a video. Oh, wait. You haven't done a video. Rage, you haven't done a video in 2 years. Your next video should be you dressed up like Holiday Heart singing that.
Not gonna happen. Not gonna happen.
Hey, Will.
Not gonna happen.
Come on, Holiday.
Not happening.
We got this is so cool. We got Hollywood on Rant with Double A. That's the co-host, and my co-host can be Holiday.
Yo, can I please hear Fuel by Metallica? Please,
you don't want to be Beast. Call you Holiday.
No, I would come on, want Holiday. To call by my name, and I would like to.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Bobby girl in the Bobby world.
That's what the hell I want. But he probably he actually some shit. He gets it.
What are you talking about?
Every time I can never get the simplest, smallest thing.
Wait, Double A. Yeah. You know what? Because see, Rage is and he's right.
Never get what I want.
You know what? You know what? You are right. You're right. Let me give it to Double A now, because that way he can't ever say it. Nobody can ever say that I'm picking, that I'm doing what I want. There you go, right there, Double A.
That was probably some bullshit watch.
Hold on, it's giving me some issues here.
All right, then he can't. How about Fuel by Metallica? Because I'm about tired of this. And I don't have to hear you fussing no more. Huh? I don't hear you fussing anymore after this.
See what I mean? Some bullshit.
That's the best. But thank you, Green.
Yeah, Max! Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, we'll meet you next time you go. Look, you missed the cures. Look, Rage.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, Rage. If you're gonna be like that, then I'll play it. Hold on.
That's all. See what I mean? Can't ask what you say. I bet you Double A don't play it. Watch. Yeah, as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Suave.
No read.
Turn up everywhere.
Thank you.
No.
Let's no, move on.
No, no, hell no. You don't ever, never need to do Freak. That ever again on air. Never.
Oh, that's me. That's good music right there.
You just turned half the network away.
Hey, Reach, last one. All right, last one. And then we're going to go ahead. You know what? You know.
There was a little black girl.
The
Booster Project of Detroit, Michigan. At 15, she was spotted by an organization called Rage. We can't hear you, Rage.
Good, because I don't want to hear that shit.
All right, Rage, go ahead and tell your story. It's 12:32.
Oh, now I can tell my story?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. I don't want to tell it anymore.
No?
No.
Okay, we'll just go ahead and end the show then. All right, everybody. Oh, but you don't want to get out there.
I had a damn good story, and y'all didn't even want to hear it. Got interrupted by you.
Well, let's go ahead and tell it now, so you won't have to complain later.
Orlando Brown got herpes. Yeah, now I'm definitely not saying anything else. I'll be end the damn show. Plug the shows so I can go.
Me, real quick, man.
Wait, William, before you start, you know, William, you don't have to real quick, because this is what we're going to do. Rage wants to go. Rage, go ahead. Have a good night, buddy.
So you literally going to hang up?
I'm not going to hang up. I'm telling you, have a good night. We'll let you go. Me and William and Double A, we'll finish.
No, this ain't going to go down like that.
Wait a minute, you can't have it both ways. You don't want to contribute. You don't want to tell your story.
I did. To what? Be cut off by you again?
No, because you want to bogart the program is what you want to do.
I ain't bogart shit. You the one that's bogarting shit.
Look, tell your story.
All the fucking time.
Just tell your story.
See, tell I your lost story. It. I gotta find it. I lost it. Gotta find it.
Lost it?
Tell your story. Tell your story, Rage.
I have to look for it again.
You should have the stuff up. You don't have to. Look, you had nothing to do all day. You said you didn't work.
Not about to rush me. Yo, calm down, please.
But you said you didn't work. So what's the big... Right, did you see the... William, go ahead, William, because he's not ready. I'm sorry. I apologize. Go ahead, William.
I found a lot of stories about some chicks fucking dogs.
But now William got to talk, because he's a guest. Come on, what's up, William?
I want to ask Lee, what did you think about Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman?
I was fine with her doing Wonder Woman. I think that I think a lot of times when we hear that certain people are playing certain roles, people begin to get critical. And history in the past has shown that people are willing. There are a lot of people who are willing to put in the work.
Right.
And she was fine. I think that it wasn't enough of her. That little taste that was given was enough. It wasn't her movie, and you know, right, the little bit of part they showed her, I was fine with. I was cool with her. I like that. I mean, when you read any DC Comics fan who's been reading her for years knows that, I mean, that's pretty much, I mean, what she looks like in the sense of, I mean, especially since this new 52 thing's going on. So I'm fine with it. I'm cool. I enjoyed the movie. I
did too. It was definitely a movie for fans, not critics.
I think it was a movie for fans, and I will say that if it's particular DC versus the DC comic fans, and when I look at the movie, he made that movie like a comic book where each scene at the beginning, at least for the first 75, 90 minutes, were like panels to a comic where it would jump back, where it'd be like, now I'm going to try, it would show something. I mean, it wasn't something that was really cohesive. It was just kind of over the place. You know, but it was like a comic. It's like the way I liken it to is like if we were to read, a 6-part event, like say for example, Infinite Crisis, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you read the first issue, the first two issues, you can't base it just off of. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was he did a lot of world building in there, and this connects to a whole bigger story. And you know, it was so much stuff going in there and stuff that people who didn't read certain storylines, if they didn't read it or know about it, they didn't know what some of that stuff meant. So I can understand for somebody who's new coming along, not being
a comic book fan per se.
Yeah, a comic book fan per se, or even I'll go as far as even saying someone who's not a DC fan, mm-hmm. if they don't know what some of that stuff was, then it's like, what does that mean? I mean, it's there. But for a person who's a DC fan, it was like you were in heaven for a lot of stuff. And I'm talking about, I mean, someone who's not just dropped in and read some DC or maybe watched the card. I mean, like really know these storylines and know what they mean and what they're trying to do. I mean, some of the stuff, if a person didn't, I mean, they could have. You could be a comic book fan for 50 years, and if you haven't picked up a DC comic or don't know some of the stuff, you'd be like, I don't know what this stuff is. And this goes to show that for years, fans would always get upset because things weren't faithful to the comics. But this goes to show how when you do go to that other end, that other extreme, it can be a disservice to it excludes a group, you know. But at the end of the day, I mean, that movie made so much money, which we knew it was going to do either way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't care what I mean, you can't take that money back once it's out. And if anything, the stuff that the critics did, all it did was drive people to go see the movie sooner.
Right. It made it people like, put more incentive for people to go see it.
Yeah, because people like, oh, I got to go see this right away. They saying it's that bad, and, you know, I got to go see it. But, I mean, I liked it because everything they showed in there, I was like, I know what that is. Wow, I know what that is. And just to give you an example, Little K is not a DC Comics fan. Like, he doesn't read DC. Like, he knows Marvel, but he doesn't. He knows some DC, but not much. Right. And there was some stuff, and he didn't know what that was. So when I was like, whoa, he was looking at me like, you know, I don't know what that is. And afterwards, you know, we talked about it. But, yeah, it was one of them situations. But I can totally understand people. And then some people, it's just not their style of movie. I mean, this coming from a guy myself who didn't like Pulp Fiction, almost everybody I talked to did. So, you know, opinion can never be wrong. You know, but I would just say that if there's ever something you want to see, don't go by what critics say. See for yourself, because there have been tons of movies that critics hate that I liked and the other way around. So,
I like the movie too. So,
that was pretty good. So, I mean, yeah, it's my thing. I liked it. It was cool. There's some movies that it was one that I wanted to go see, but, you know, I mean, there's some movies I'm okay with. Like, I don't have to. I'm not, put it this way, there's certain movies I'm not rushing to the theaters to see.
Right.
But that was one in particular I wanted to see.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll just say this for, you know, Ben Affleck, he got a lot of flack when people first heard that he was playing Batman. I mean, like, horrible flick, but
that was redemption from Daredevil.
And the thing is, this is like a lot of times people get okay. So some people are just guilty by association because there are some things that are. It's not the actor that's doing anything wrong. It's just the film as a whole is a flop.
Yeah,
and I mean, I'll go as far as saying that like he was my favorite Batman. Like he did it for me. He did it for me. Like all of the hardcore Batman fans like yourself, that's the ultimate Batman right there. Like that dude
on both sides of the house, both as Batman and Bruce Wayne.
That's what I'm saying. Like finally somebody got both.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean both. I mean, and this is I don't want to say too much because I know some people probably didn't see it, but we'll talk more about this later. But yeah,
damn good movie.
He played real good. He had the look and everything. I mean, Ben, he killed it. He killed this movie. And if anybody, you know, Lil K said to me jokingly, he was like, all that movie did with it, you know, he was just joking. He was like, yeah, of course it broke everything because it had Batman in it. But I mean, for people that feel that way, you know, that really feel that way, it ain't all about Batman. Because if it was, then Dark Knight Rises and all other Batman movies. I mean, because Batman has had flops as movies. I mean, anybody can, you know.
At least two.
Oh, everything after Batman Returns in the 90s was, what was after Batman? It was two more after that, right?
It was two more, and they both sucked.
And I mean, I think with the what was that, Dark Knight Rises? That was the last, right? That one was
terrible.
It didn't stand a chance either way, because it was following. Look what it was following. It wasn't going to live up to that. But because I think Ben Affleck has, if they make a movie, a good movie, and have him be like he was in this one, I'm telling you, dude, like, man, he was just, oh my goodness.
We got Monday on Supergirl. Sort of kind of see the Justice League sort of kind of come together just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, well, the thing is, that's in danger of being cut, though. I think people who didn't care to watch that show, well, one thing, it's up against Gotham. And regardless of how people feel about Gotham, Gotham already had a fan base. So, you know, that didn't make any sense to me to put their own property against itself. But, I mean, Supergirl's one seems like one of them fun. It's on a network. I don't think people are used to seeing stuff on CW from them. I mean, to put it on CBS.
All places.
Yeah, it just seemed like, but I mean, if it does get dropped, I wouldn't be surprised if CW or something picked it up. I put it this way, iZombie is on there, and I'm not knocking iZombie. I watched iZombie, and I think it's a cool show, but I mean, they strategically put that show in a place where it's safe.
Right.
You know, so, but I mean, I told my wife, because she watches Supergirl, I said, I will, you know, it makes me want to go back and check out because to see what it's leading up to. Rage, you don't know what we talking about, do you?
Not a clue.
He's too busy watching Veronica Mars.
Yep, and Veronica Mars, greatest show was the greatest show on television.
Got canceled, right?
I don't need your fucking approval.
Now, Rage, are you ready with your story, sir?
Fuck both of y'all.
Look, we got 17 minutes. There's no reason why we shouldn't be off on time tonight. Do you have your story ready?
Yes.
Yeah, do.
All right, let's do this.
So, there is a South Carolina woman that was arrested for making a sex tape with a dog.
Did you ever wonder if your mom gave dad a blowjob right before she kissed you goodnight?
So our WrestleMania marathon coverage begins on Thursday, March 31st at 9 o'clock with the live Rant and Wrestling WrestleMania special.
Great.
And then it continues on Friday, April 1st at 7 o'clock with the NXT TakeOver Dallas pre-show. That'll be live at 8 o'clock. It's here for Springtime Fun Show. That'll also be live. And then it's us at midnight, Freaks and Effing Geeks, with our Mania special. That'll be at midnight. Saturday, April the 2nd, at 3 p.m., it's the Philatorial Hall of Fame special. At 4 o'clock, the NXT TakeOver Dallas post-show. At 5 o'clock, the Ren EM Roundtable, they will be discussing the legacy of Sting. And at 11 p.m., 12 midnight, depending on when they decide to go off the air, it's the WWE Hall of Fame induction ceremony post show. Sunday, WrestleMania. Can you? I'm gonna shut up.
No, finish the plugs. You know that's a network thing. You can't stop in the middle of plugs.
You gotta keep going, dude.
That's part of the agreement us having the show. You gotta keep going. At least finish that. As you were.
Yeah. As I were. So, Sunday, April the 3rd, Mania Sunday. It begins at 7 a.m. with the replay of the Philatorial Hall of Fame special, then a replay of us, Freaks and Effing Geeks, at 8. The live programming kicks off at 10 with Will's show, Wrestling College Show, live.
Disrespectful motherfucker.
Then at 12 noon, it'll be Rick Dara and Padawan Jen, hopefully Jason Burke and McWrestling for Talk Brunch. That'll be at 12 noon. And then at 2 p.m., it's the White Lightning's Last Stand on Turnbuckle Throwbacks at 2 o'clock. And then The Rant live at 4 p.m. will take you up to bell time, and then we will end the night.
Go fuck yourself, you son of a bitch!
Shut
I'll come right
up.
Out of the booth and fucking whack you, you fucking prick!
Damn! You know what? You fucking do the plugs then. Shit, I'm done.
You lousy corksuckers. You have violated my fucking rights. This summon-unbatching country was founded so that the liberties of common patriotic citizens like me could not be taken away by a bunch of fargan ice holes like yourself. Thank you very much.
Great. We'll let you go. Have a good night.
The whole day of plugs, I do believe.
I'm done.
You didn't. You didn't finish Saturday, sir.
Say what?
You didn't finish Saturday, sir.
I didn't finish Saturday. Yes, I did.
You didn't. You went to NXT Takeover, and then after that, you skipped a Sunday.
I didn't skip Sunday. I went right to Sunday. Right, but I kept getting interrupted by Double A and his fucking drops.
After you skipped Saturday.
Oh, Green Jimmy the Cricket suit wearing ass motherfucker.
Get on.
Oh, short Colin Powell haircut having ass motherfucker.
Son, get on.
Little Angela Davis mustache wearing ass motherfucker.
Get on.
Little Richard Pryor shortcut fade having around the side wearing motherfucker. Little Sammy Davis Award Jr. Afro haircut having ass motherfucker.
Get on.
Dynamite Disco Danny demonstrating.
Get on.
Little Don Cornelius with a haircut.
If you don't mind, I'd like you to sit down. I would like to continue.
Rage is like to lose. Oh, you know, I. Oh, God, Rage. Rage. You make it so easy.
Well,
I was trying to do this for so long.
Hey, listen, fuckhead. You can do whatever you want to do. You can put me on mute. You can turn the goddamn channel for all I care. All I know is I've been doing that show for 337 episodes, so I must be doing something right. And what the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? I'm hosting a goddamn national television show, and now I'm on a goddamn radio station at the invite of Howard Stern. What the fuck are you doing? And you're listening to us now. So obviously you didn't hit the fucking mute switch tonight, asshole.
You are banned from singing on this network. You are banned.
I know. We try to get
out. Even heard me fucking sing.
You know what, William? From the start, you were a witness. I said Rage. We wanted to make it about Rage. I said Rage. Post it. He didn't even notice I tried to make this whole entire show about him. It was a Rage tribute show. And
you know what?
We let him put his videos up. We talked about him. We let him.
Oh, so you planned this shit.
Gave an opportunity. No, I didn't plan anything.
Yes, you did. Fucking planned this shit.
I'm telling you, I promise you I didn't. You know I didn't. You know I didn't plan anything. I didn't plan anything for the day. And then this is the type of thanks that he gave?
Yep. Just totally disrespectful.
I didn't want this to be about me. Y'all wanted it to be about me.
It is true. With that bun and that junior afro.
Looking like a fat Booker T.
You know what?
Dead.
Keep talking shit. I'll fucking field goal kick you in your goddamn lantern. I can't see myself with another guy's dick in my mouth. I just don't.
Whenever son, right? Because ain't no.
I'm not going. I'm not about to mess. I'm not fucking with that. All
right.
So give me fuel. Give me fire. Give me that which I desire.
Cut him off, Double A. Cut him off. I swear. Cut him.
He got to go. It's like clocking out. You know what this is? It's like clocking. It's like punching out 10 minutes before your shift is over. You can't double for that. Go ahead, cut. He's done.
He's finished.
You can stick a fork in him. He's done. Listen to him squeal.
Skipping half a day of plugs. Disrespectful.
And you know what? With the last voice we had to hear anything from, I cut it off. I was going to play. I was going to play one of his songs, one of his little videos from his YouTube chat channel. I even tried to say we were going to get him up to 1,000 views.
Yep.
This dude is so ungrateful. I just can't do it.
You laid the olive branch out there, and he did not take it.
I watched Surfer do it. Surfer said the last time Surfer interacted with him, it was him extending his hand and asking to break bread with Rage. And what did he do? He sat up there and posted old Nintendo video game clips talking about your end is coming and all these ghastly threats. And I mean, this dude is incorrigible.
I'm just trying
to find out. Huh?
Where's all the hate coming from? That's what I'm trying to find out. The hate.
From his bowels. I can't do it with him. Hey, Double A, can we get a little bit of more of a wait. What was the one song? What's the first song we played for Rage? We played
the album.
Oh, the bottle song. No. We can get a little bit of that before we let him, because Rage needs the. It's just a sad moment right here. Well, I'm pretty sure when he looked and the phone was hung up, that he was thinking about. Yeah, he was. When he looked in the phone, he was thinking about Tom in the bottle. I can't understand why he got to keep doing this, though. He telling Rage, I'm not going to be around forever. He better get it together.
It's loading.
Did you hear me?
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them.
Yes. You know what I want to say? the verse in that song really hit home. It said, there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do. And Rage put together like 6 or 7 news stories, and we just didn't have time to get to them.
Nope.
We had so much stuff going on today on this episode. Maybe we can read them this Saturday, or maybe we can read them next Tuesday. I'm sorry, Rage. It was just so much stuff. Then his Skype dropped him off the call. So, yeah. Rage, he had a rough night.
Yeah, the little time's up thing happened, you know.
Oh my gosh, I'm done. Rage is hot, and you know what? All this hanging. You know, I don't think he got disconnected. I think he hung up. We were just joking about hanging up on you, Rage, and you having these little outbursts, these little fits, and going hanging up. Like, dude, you need to get it together, man. You can't just go storming off like that when you can't have your way.
That's right.
I mean, you stormed off the call-in show. I opened up my arms, and you're doing the same thing on this show. Man, I mean, come on now. So, I want to thank William, you got anything?
Very, very quickly, I don't know. For those who don't know, Ruthless Lala is not back home. She is out of the hospital. So good for her. She's going through.
Whoa! She was in the hospital.
I don't think Lee knows.
Yeah, she was hospitalized recently. She's battling some form of cancer, and she may never ever to be wrestled again because her body's not taking chemo. Her body's rejecting chemo, so she's got to have some type of plug into her arm, and she can't wrestle with that. So
don't tell me this, man.
She posted on Facebook today that she did get released from the hospital, but I haven't spoken with her today. But I'll probably get with her tomorrow, see how she's doing and everything. So,
man, you just ruined my night. Oh, man, are you serious, dude? I mean, I know you are, because you ain't going, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, man.
So, you know, let's put your thoughts and prayers out for her. She is a part of, you know, what we did back in the day. Not so much recently, but back in the day, she was a part of what we did. So, you know, just kind of keep her thoughts and prayers up, you know, up for and everything.
I'm done. I can't say it. I don't have any words. Wow. Double A, you got anything?
No, just tune in Thursday. That's it.
I want to say this, Lala. Wow, Lala. At the end of the show, you always hear me say papers. Lala started that.
She sure did. She sure did it. Mm-hmm.
That was always a tribute to Lala. Because yep. Lala would say papers. She'd say out of pocket. That was. And as much times I joke and stuff with Lala, I mean, Lala was cool. That really hurts.
Oh.
Wow. Thoughts, prayers to Lala, to you and yours.
Yeah, most definitely.
Man. Mm-hmm. Wow. Anyway, so we're leaving on this note.
Oh, but I did text my sister. She did text me back. She says she will be on for Sunday's show. So
okay. All right, cool. Well, I miss you, Liv. It was fun when you came on that show. We had William. You know the episode number, do you? You gotta find it.
I gotta find it, but I believe it is 173, 174, somewhere in there. I will find it.
When she found out when she found out about all the weirdos that you hung out with, she met all of us.
Yeah. she met a good chunk of people that night,
and she stayed around. That was the cool part. Like she wasn't like you know, she hung out.
I told her to just stay away from Rage, and she'll be all right.
Oh yeah, she'd have been fine. You know, but I mean, any dude that's you know he's sporting the braids and the bun, going around reciting lyrics from ABBA's "Tickets on Me." let me stop. This is going to be an interesting write up for this show. Anyway,
yes.
It is 12:58, and in one of those rare occasions, we're getting off the air on time. Tune in Thursday, everybody. I want to thank you so much for staying with us tonight. And Lala, you'll be on my mind, girl. Have a good one, y'all. Papers.
Later, folks.